And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is about how to let go of holiday stress. How do you release holiday stress? The mind that is racing, the body that is racing, the worry, the concern, the anxiety, the lack of self-worth, the belief that there is not enough. You all know this well. It is like a tidal wave of collective consciousness around this holiday time. How do you let it go? The answer is come home. Come back home to the central core of your being. When you are aware that your mind is racing and the anxiety is ramping up within your being, be aware of this. Have the consciousness that this energy is rising up within you. You have the choice in that moment to press the pause button and say, do I want this energy to run away with me? Or do I want to come back to my central core where there is calm and peace and answer and solution? All that I need to know is there. This is the key, dear hearts, to staying at peace and in comfort and confidence and joy and love during the holiday season. As you all know, this season is about love. Simply love. What is love? How does love feel? Contemplate this, if you will, because that is your assignment during these holiday times. It is to love. Whether you are on the freeway and there's lots of traffic and tensions may be running high, or you are in a long line at a store, or your Amazon Prime delivery is delayed, fill in the blanks. All of these things do not matter in terms of upsetting you, disturbing you. Come back to your central core. Come back to love. This is a great opportunity for you in this time frame, particularly as there are added layers of global stress and anxiety, the pandemic, and much overturning of that which needs to be overturned. So it is not comfortable in any way. We see this. We understand this. It is for you who have the consciousness of God's divine expression and divine creation, which is the earth plane. It is for you who have this consciousness to stand steady, stand firm in what you know, because the hurricane blasts of lack of confidence and insecurity and often lack of love during this holiday time doesn't even make sense. if you will agree, but it is not your assignment to get whipped up into the fray of the energy that pulls people down. This time is a time of great gratitude and reflection of the abundance and the goodness in your life, and the recognition that those things that may feel like challenges are not random in your life. They are here to help you grow, to expand your awareness, your capacity to love, and to give to the planet. So those challenges that are coming up, recognize this. Ask the questions, if you will, of the God that created you and your spirit. Why is this here in my life? What is the gift here? How is this difficulty or challenge helping me to grow, to evolve? And so here we are back to the beginning about this holiday time, and that it is up to you to monitor and to be in tune with your own thinking, emotions, and to make the choice in every moment. We see that it often is much easier simply to surrender to the collective consciousness and to go with it. But dear ones, you are fortified by God, fortified by love. And if you will come back home to your central core, the central space of your being, which is where the presence of God is felt, and your spirit, and all answers, and comfort, and peace are there. We ask you to explore this idea in this coming week, and to see how your choices, and how when you come back home, it not only blesses you, but it blesses all of those around you and all of life as well. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.